Hey y'all, it's Aaron from The Blitz, back from a little bit of time off, and it's time for another one for the road. This story has been brought up in the past years, and multiple times in the next few months it's going to come up again because guess what? Football is officially back tonight, so it's basically fall. October 31st is more commonly known as Halloween or All Hallows Eve or even All Saints Eve. The holiday has fallen on this date for literally hundreds of years, but that could all be changing very soon. A new change.org petition has over 130,000 signatures so far to officially move the holiday to the final Saturday in October, no matter what date that is. Now, the real issue being addressed in the petition isn't so much calling October 31st Halloween, but changing the official day of trick-or-treating so that it always falls on a Saturday. The petition says, quote, National Trick-or-Treat Day will take place annually on the last Saturday of October so families across the country can participate in community parades, throw neighborhood parties, and opt for daytime trick-or-treating. Well, now Snickers has thrown their support behind the campaign after announcing on Twitter a few days ago that they will give away 1 million free candy bars if the government changes the date. And, of course, it didn't take long. Skittles, M&Ms, and Twix also followed suit, tweeting out support for the change. So let's get a little interactive with this one for the road. What do you think? Yay or nay? Do you want to change Halloween or, quote, trick-or-treat day to the final Saturday of October from here on out? Or do you like it being on the 31st? And you know what? If it falls on a Thursday, I'm taking Friday off and it's a three-day weekend. Or if it falls on a Wednesday, that sucks. I'm going into work hungover on Thursday. Hit me up at Aaron is Blitzed on Twitter, or you can always interact with us on our Blitz Facebook page at Degenerates975 on Twitter as well. Let me know. I'm out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. Final day that AJ is off. We've got Jerry Bowe and Josh Jordan filling in with Fred and I on The Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5.